We have a jam-packed show today, Lizzie. I'm quite excited. We have some...
Sounds awesome today, Wayne.
It does indeed. We have some couple of student ambassadors from QUT Caboolture. They're going to be down here talking to us about what it's like to be actually a real-world student. They study, they work, they try and jam everything in this short time frame we call 24 hours, survive, pass the best they can. So they're going to give us an insight in what it's actually like. And we have, like I said, a couple of guys out there, Reese and Ricky, one studying HR and the other doing nursing. So really good show for that side. They're called QUT Ambassadors, and they're up from QUT, or down actually, from QUT Caboolture. We have Reese. How are you, Reese?
Good, good, thank you. Well,
that's good. Now, Reese is a third-year nursing student. He works full-time straight after school and then returned to study full-time at Caboolture campus. So I think a journey that many of us take, and I was 12 years out of... No, 15 years out of study before I started again. So, Reese, it is one of those journeys that many of us do. And the other gentleman in here, we'll just call Ricky up to the microphone. This sounds like Ricky, this is, what is it? The Bachelor, by the sounds. But Ricky is a third-year business student, started at uni straight after school, works full-time, studies part-time. And now it's actually also in the Army Reserves, Ricky. So well done. You are. How do you do it?
Yeah, quite busy, Wayne. Always doing something, that's for sure.
That's it. Wow, that's phenomenal. And this will be interesting because Ricky started at QUT Caboolture, which is a fantastic campus, but it's not as big as its sister campuses in the city or at Kelvin Grove. But Ricky actually now studies at Gardens Point, where I teach. So it'll be great to talk to Ricky about the differences as well and that look of a smaller campus to a bigger one.
Does that mean I can get some stories from you as a teacher?
I certainly can. No, all my students are very good. Interesting to note, both of you went to Narangba Valley State High School, so that's awesome. A local state school.
Yeah, and neither of us ever ran into each other, so the first time we saw each other was today.
Oh, fair dinkum. Welcome to a small world, but not that small then. All right, well, let's start on there. Now, Reese, while we've got you at the microphone, we've said you're studying nursing. Why did you choose nursing?
I'd always had an interest in nursing while I was at school, but it was never a major interest at the time. It was just something that was in the background. I had a lot of things that interested me while I was at school, but nothing that really peaked out. I got into real estate full-time straight out of high school, and I did that for a couple of years, and I didn't dislike, but I just knew it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
got into aged care, did a certificate in that, and did some qualifications there, got some work experience at a local aged care, and decided that that piqued my interest further in nursing, and I went from there.
Oh, fantastic. Now, and I think that's a bit of a journey that a lot of people take that on, you know. You get to experience school as a great grounding, I mean, but many of us, when we finish school, we don't really know what we want to do. So being able to work in real estate, hopefully it wasn't when the economy was crashing and the house, oh, no, houses haven't crashed, so you'll be going well.
No, it was doing quite well. It was 08, 09, so, it was actually not too bad.
I remember one of my first jobs was in real estate, and it was the day interest rates hit 17%. It wasn't the best time to be in real estate, anyway.
My hubby started the same way you did. He went to get his certificate and experience in the aged care, and then from there on he went on and they suggested he get an EN, and mm-hmm. I'm going for an RN, so that's what he did.
That's exactly, and that was what I was thinking, but I had a nurse that I was working with. I only applied to uni the last day that QTAC was open. I really didn't think I would have gotten in. Didn't really have the confidence, and it was about a nurse that I was working with that said you'd be silly not to at least try. So I went home and after that shift and applied that afternoon, and then here I am.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well done. Sometimes fate steps in. That's awesome. And also, well, we'll have a quick chat to Ricky now, and we'll just find out a little bit on Ricky's background. If he can, after doing everything he's doing, if he's got the energy to talk. Okay, Ricky, so fill us in. What are you studying?
So right now I'm a QUT business student studying a major in human resource management. But I just started out doing a Bachelor of Behavioural Science, so psychology.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, much like Reese, I wasn't really sure of a specific role I wanted to take in university, and I wasn't sure whether I would even study at all. I wasn't sure whether I was the type of person that would suit for the study or whether I should go out and really try and get full-time employment first. So I actually started studying psychology, and then after a year of that, moved into my business degree, where I've then taken on a minor in psych and a major in human resource management. So.
Oh, wow. Well, those two areas will work well together. I mean, you'll be a cut above everyone else. Actually, my daughter started out doing her psych and did 1 year and then moved into, well, game design and marketing. So I think psych does that to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic to study. I definitely like the coursework that you do. I just wanted to use it in the business sense.
Yes.
And use it to build capability for businesses.
Oh, good. Good. No, that's excellent. But you're now working full-time, aren't you?
Yeah, working full-time in a recruitment office, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm a recruitment events assistant. So we pretty much maintain the large-scale events for recruiting individuals for our office.
Oh, really? Really? So who are you working for? We can plug their name.
At the moment, I'm just working in an office in the city, so it's just a generalised company called Manpower.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Excellent.
And you're with Education 2.1 today with Wayne and the team. Over to you.
Oh, thank you, Lizzie. And in the studio today, we have Reese and Ricky, who are student ambassadors from QUT Caboolture, and they've popped down to the studio just to talk to us about why they've got involved in study, the areas of study, bit of the background, but also we're going to talk to people, talk to Reese and Ricky about what it's like studying at QUT. I mean, when you decide to jump into uni and continue your education, it's pretty full on. So we'll have a chance of unpacking what it's like to be a real world student and how you go about surviving at QUT. Well, not so much surviving, I'd say thriving. Anyway, okay, Ricky. Oh, no, Reese. Sorry, Reese is up on the mic first. Why did you choose QUT Caboolture?
I chose QUT Caboolture because it was local to where my parents lived. So I moved out quite early when I was working full time, and I knew that I had to sort of consolidate my expenses. So I moved back home there for a little while. So it was a local campus, and I knew a little bit about it because of friends that had gone there. And said good things about it, so that's why I chose it. It was local, and it has free parking, which makes it quite unique and quite good aspect of the little campus.
Oh yes, indeed, and trust me, for the man here that gets racked up parking fines, $50 a pop. Anyway, we're not going down there. Interesting, and Ricky, from your side, we'll just talk to Ricky for a second. You started at QUT Caboolture, now in the Big Smoke in at Gardens Point.
Yeah, that's right. So I started studying my Bachelor of Business at Caboolture, and pretty much for the same reasons. It was close to home, class sizes are smaller, and you have to get more one-on-one with your lecturers and your tutors, which really is a big bonus compared to going into Gardens Point, where there are a lot bigger class sizes. You don't get that really one-on-one connection. But now I'm based part-time at Gardens Point, finishing my last two subjects for human resources.
So. Oh, yes. And so that was a deliberate decision to get into the workforce and then drop down to part-time?
Yeah, I think for me, I've always got to be doing something to really keep myself interested. So working full-time on top of my study, it not only gives me a chance to practice what I'm learning in the classroom, but also provides me with really something to do on top of just classroom work.
Yeah, well, too. Theory and practice. You do need the both. Now, from QUT side of things, I know that the unit I teach, we always try and get real-world clients in to work with them so our students can get hands-on experience. Any programs you're involved in through the HR side, Ricky?
Well, the good thing about final year HR is that all the assignments you actually do are real-world cases, so it's not so much of what you're being taught, but how you're using it on a case. So I found that especially working full-time now, I can really take a task that's been given to me and write a well-written report or an assignment for it that has become second nature because of all the classwork we do that's actually based on real life.
Oh, excellent.
Comics, yeah.
Yeah, so a seamless transition into the workforce. And,
yeah, definitely.
And it is a scary thing going into the workforce. You know, at university you do, even though there's a lot of pressure, you're still accountable to yourself, really, where at work you have a whole heap of other people lining up to show you your strengths and your faults. So it does get a little bit daunting. Reese, we'll pop over to Reese for a second. What the nursing degree, do they do placements, anything like that?
Yes, they do. So over the course of the 3-year degree, doing it full time, you do have to do just over 900 hours over the three years.
Really?
So
wow.
You start off, your first placement's usually always in aged care, and then it moves up from there into the hospital. And I'm currently in the emergency department doing some hours in my last semester.
Wow. And does it point you in where you'd like to end up once you've finished?
Yeah, absolutely. It helps to get experience and find out what you do and don't like. So there are areas where I thought I would enjoy that I have enjoyed less, and there's areas that surprised me that I actually thoroughly did enjoy. And I never would have chosen to take a position there if I hadn't experienced it. So I have been able to be lucky to be moved around in different areas, different specialties, surgical, medical, emergency and things like that. So I've been able to experience a vast range of different areas within the hospital.
Oh, good. And so once you graduate, where do you see your position then?
I'll see how many offers I get, but I would like something probably a little bit more fast-paced. So emergency department is something that I do enjoy. There is a fast pace down there, and there can be a bit of variety, which is always exciting.
Oh, good one. Yeah, and it is. It's getting that experience that allows you to make an informed choice.
Absolutely, yeah. So I've been able to move around a lot and know exactly what I do and don't enjoy as much.
Yes. So that's been good. Now, we were chatting outside before too, because Education 2.1 is really, well, has a good focus on the STEM areas, science, technology, engineering and maths. It's the way where our future work careers are going to go, if they're not already there. And you're talking to me about your experiences with science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, at school, I was probably the worst student in my science class. I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't good at it. I didn't apply myself, and I tried everything I could to get out of it. And I was probably more of a disruption to the class than anything else. But actually, it's since coming to university, I've done a complete backflip on that. I actually really, really enjoy my science subjects, and I enjoy them the most. And since it got that interest, it really helped me to apply myself and study and go above and beyond probably what was required. And the aspect of it is when I'm talking to patients, that I can actually sit down and explain what's happening to them, and that can alleviate a lot of anxiety for a lot of people when you can actually sit down and put it into words that they'll understand. And that's a big thing for patients, and that just came down to taking more of an interest in science. So if I'd have tried myself a bit harder at school, maybe I would have been ahead of the game. But
well, you caught up.
That's the long way around, and passed.
So I think that shows a lot too with our education system. Love our education system. I think it's one of the best in the world. But it really does ram home that if you're teaching the complex subjects, you need to have a reason why you're learning them. Mm-hmm, and I think
absolutely.
Once you establish that reason, you can kick on. All right, well, we'll finish up with Ricky just for the moment. And just a bit of a future for you, Ricky. What's in store?
I'm graduating this December, actually. So my final two subjects I'm studying now. For next year, I see still going at my recruitment job at the moment and still going through the Army Reserves.
Mm. Oh, yes.
So still busy, still working two jobs.
Yes.
but after that, I mean, I've never really had a specific job role in mind. I was really drawn to business and human resources because I like leadership management. That's something that I've always liked since year 12. That was something that's brought me into psychology. So definitely still keep my options open in terms of a specific job next year.
Oh. Best way to be. Flexibility rules in this world. Okay, Lizzie, well, I'd love to thank Reese and Ricky for coming in from QUT Caboolture. They're student ambassadors, and if it's any representation of the quality of the students out there, boy, we're kicking some goals. So that's really, really good. And, Lizzie, I think we might say goodbye to our pair and Emma, who's standing over there in the corner, always watching. I think she's smiling and she's doing the thumbs up. So I think we tick that box as a good segment.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.